ton and trailering capacity up to 11,500 pounds. And with several models to choose from, you could lease a new 2014 Silverado for as little as zero down and $299 a month. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details. At Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25 and Sebring, get your new Silverado and find new roads.
You're tuned to WLEW Sports. 24 seconds left in the half. Bath trying to get as much time off the clock as possible. They just call a timeout. And now they bring out the punting unit. Kessler at the 38-yard line. Punting left to right across your radio. Lakers staying up in a defensive manner with no one back to receive. And the snap was high, and we have a flag flying.
Probably lucky
and
it was.
It's going to be a false start against Bath as Lakers broke right through the line.
Well, lucky it was. The snap went flying over the punter's head.
So we're going to try that one again. The ball is now at the Bath 45-yard line, 4th and 13.
It's been forever since we've seen an actual play of football here, Clark. It's been a terribly long time.
Seems like it's about 15 minutes ago, as now we're waiting as both sidelines are starting to fire up. They had like 24 seconds on the clock instead of 23.
Oh, yes. That's
what we were waiting for. Uh-huh. The message was received. And now we got
must have to pass a lot. It must have to get a lot of OKs on the way, huh?
We're sending the message back via Pony Express here. And back, the officials are ready to go. And there's the punt. It's away. And this one's going to bounce at the 23, bounce across the 20, and be brought down at the 17 with 15 seconds to play in the first half.
Wow, after all that, finally we get a punt off.
It was very rewarding.
Rewarding was not the word that came to mind, but let's go with that.
14-13, regardless, Lakers leads by one. Their only lead of the night, and it couldn't come at a better time. Going into halftime here with the ball, 15 seconds away. Coming up on your WLEW Sports halftime show, we'll check in from the east side with in-game correspondent Mike Meisner reporting from the lopsided Harbor Beach game over Auburn Hills Oakland Christian at the moment, as well as give you all these stats from the defensive and offensive side on both teams here. A very, very tight game. As Lakers going to take a knee to end this first half, and there it is. And they'll go into the locker room satisfied with a one-point lead after scoring 14 unanswered points. You're tuned to WLEW Sports, your home for high school football. Your halftime show coming up next.
Saginaw Valley State University, where personal attention and outstanding opportunities produce impressive results.
I'm Taylor Brown from Bad X, Michigan, and I'm a special education major at Saginaw Valley State University. Coming into college, I was not yet decided on my major, so coming to a school that had a wide variety of well-known programs was ideal for me. What I like best about Saginaw Valley is the small class sizes. Not only do you get to know your peers better and make great friends in class, but you also get more individual attention from your professors. I love that SVSU is in close proximity not only to home but also other colleges, as I am still able to stay in touch and meet up with friends from other schools. From studying abroad in Ireland, I found myself to become way more independent than I was before. I think in my future as a teacher, my study abroad experience will help me in the area that every student is different and I'm going to need to learn to think on my toes.
For more information on Saginaw Valley State University, including more stories from students and alumni, visit iam.svsu.edu.
In life, there can be a lot of unknowns, and insurance shouldn't be one of them. Know what you have and know what you need, because when this happens, or this, or even this, I want you to be able to do this. Let's protect you from those unknowns in life, and let me help. That's right. Yours truly, Clark Ramsey at Farm Bureau Insurance. Look me up at clarkramsey.com. That's clarkramsey.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
What's the matter, sports fan? I see. You're stuck at another boring family function on game day, huh? Ouch. Tough luck, fella. All you want is your easy chair, a cold drink, and the big game on your big screen. Well, you may be stuck at little baby What's-Its birthday party, but you can still stay in touch with all your game day action. Huh? Because you have a smartphone from Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb. Thumb Cellular has 41 4G LTE towers in the thumb area with up to 10 times the speed of 3G. That's right, access to the latest sports scores faster than your favorite wide receiver. Is right. With 41 Thumb Cellular 4G towers in the thumb bringing you those kinds of speeds, it's like you're at the game.
Woohoo! Honey? 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 Who are you talking to?
Head to your nearest Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
The iPhone 5S and iPhone 5C are now available at Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
Your local hometown grocery store, Pigeon IGA, is proud of our community, proud of our school systems, and proud of our area Laker sports team. Have you stopped into Pigeon IGA lately? You'd be proud of their selection and prices. So whether you're picking up lunch or dinner for the family, with Pigeon IGA's homemade soup of the day, roasted chicken, rotisserie chicken, macaroni salad, potato salad, and more from the deli, remember you can stop in regularly for your weekly grocery shopping too. They thank you for your continued business and support of our community. That's Pigeon IGA, located on the corner of M142 and Caseville Road in Pigeon.
Hometown proud, America IGA.
Tune to WLEW Sports at the half. Lakers leading the Bath Fighting Bees 14-13 in a very, very close game all through and through. It was actually Bath came out firing first, but Lakers firing right back when the going got tough. Right now, though, we're going to check in with our in-game correspondent on your WLEW Sports broadcast team. Mike Meisner is covering the Harbor Beach-Oakland Christian game in Harbor Beach tonight. Mr. Meisner, what's the latest from Harbor Beach?
Well, at halftime, we got a score of 47-0. Harbor Beach, it's been a pretty one-sided game so far in the game. I'll take you through the scoring drives. Harbor Beach kicked off to Oakland Christian, took them to a 3-0. Oakland Christian had a short punt to the 45-yard line. Second play from scrimmage, Harbor Beach scored on a 44-yard run by Austin Felt. Extra point was missed to take it to 6-0. After that, Harbor Beach took Oakland Christian to another 3-0 on a punt. After that, third play from scrimmage, 31-yard run by Austin Felt for a touchdown. Went for two-point conversion, incomplete. Put the game to 12-0. Following play by Oakland Christian, third play from scrimmage, intercepted by Josh Schelke. Following offensive possession, Harbor Beach, 35-yard run by Eli Kraft for a touchdown. Went for two. Two-point conversion was good. Took it to 20-0. After that, Harbor Beach took Oakland Christian to another 3-0 and another short punt to the 42-yard line. Eli Kraft, 10-yard run for a touchdown. Went for two-point conversion. Sophomore Brandon Puff moved up, carried the ball, took it to 28-0. After that, Oakland Christian had a turnover on downs. Went for it on fourth. Harbor Beach scored on a 23-yard run by Eli Kraft. Kick was no good. Took the score to 34-0. After that, Oakland Christian, another punt on fourth down, went into the end zone. Harbor Beach drove the ball down the field and ended up putting it in on a 3-yard carry by DJ Ridner. Kick was no good. Took the score to 44-0. Following drive, Oakland Christian fumble recovered by Harbor Beach on the Lancers' 35-yard line.